Hi, this is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project. Today we have five stories for you. They are all relatively short, but they offer a wide variety of perspectives. And the first is by a prospective parent, and it's called Which is Worse? I have wanted a child from the age of about 17. When my doctor told me I had to do chemo as a result of a kidney autoimmune disorder, I cried at the thought of never being able to have a child. My husband of 7 years and I recently tried to get pregnant. We were successful, but I had a miscarriage. The heartbreak was more than I can even begin to express. My heart breaks at the store, while driving, reading, doing everything. Now I'm thinking, do I want to risk giving my child a kidney disease? Do I want to risk them having the same problems that I do? So I looked into a donor egg. I thought this was a great option before this site, and seeing how all of these children hate their parents for the choice they made, do you know how much they prayed for you? Do you know how many tears they cried hoping for you? Do you know how long they searched for you and now you feel unloved? I get so upset. Anyone can shack up and get pregnant, and that makes them better parents than the ones that hoped, prayed, planned, researched, and raised these children. I hope they grow to appreciate that they have parents who really want them. They have parents who would and did everything they could to have them. The point is, you don't have to look for half of your story. Your entire story is right in front of you. Your parents love you, raised you, and wanted you more than all of your friends' parents. Don't think that you are an outsider. You are special. You are loved more than anyone around you. I love my baby in heaven, and I love the baby we don't have yet. Our second story is by a donor child, and it's entitled Donor Conceived and Barren. I've known my whole life I was donor conceived. There has always been longing to know where I come from. There has been anger, pain, sadness, and emptiness. Now I am old enough to start thinking about having my own family. Everyone says I'm a natural. I'll be a great mom. And it breaks my heart. Because I can't have a child of my own, I want more than anything to be a mother. But I can't do to a child what was done to me. I can't put a child through that pain. I will never get to meet my father, and I will never get to have a child. All I can do now is cry. And the third story is written by a donor-conceived child, and it's entitled, Lost and Messed Up. I've never uttered the words dad or father, and it's terrible. It's just me and my mom, and she's never told me about my father. I know from other family members that she was never in a relationship. And I figured out that I was most likely created from a sperm donor father. It's terrible not knowing half of yourself. It haunts me every day. Not growing up with a father has had a terrible psychological impact on my life. A child deserves a father and a mother. The fourth story was written by a donor-conceived child, and it's entitled, I wonder. To the brothers and sisters I'm unlikely to meet. I wonder if you think about me. I think about you. A lot. I wonder if you're out there, a young adult like me, raised in a good, loving family, but always thinking about your other family in the back of your head. I wish we could be together. I long to connect with you, talk with you, and be in a relationship with you. You are a part of me, yet I am deprived of you, and you of me. I miss you even though I've never met you. I don't know your names, or even how many there are of us. But I know you exist, and I care so much about you. We are the diaspora of our donor. Our fifth and last story of the day was written by a prospective grandparent, and it's entitled Possible Grandparent of a Donated Baby. My son is infertile. He and his wife are desperate for a child, and my son agreed to his wife having IVF with donor sperm. I am already heartbroken that I will never hold his child, and all I can see are problems ahead. The egg has been implanted, and I can only think that one day, although my son will be the greatest dad, one day the child will grow up and want to know the biological dad. This will be more heartbreak for my son. He is the gentlest, most caring, kindest young man, and the suffering is horrendous. I myself will have to put on an act to accept this child as my grandchild. But every time I look at it, I will know it is not related to me. I don't know how to cope and keep strong for my son. Our hearts are breaking, but the child will have so much love. But I know he or she will crush us deeply when it grows up. And those are all of our stories for today. I just want to thank you guys for writing in and for being brave enough to share your stories with us. We always, always appreciate that. I will see you guys a few Mondays from now. This is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous Us Project.